I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
20 minutes away from the big story of the day. Black hour. We'll get back into some Falcons conversation there, as well as the Hawks beating the Nets last night in Brooklyn. Nice looking court. I'll give them credit for that. I enjoy watching. Watching basketball on the Nets court. That's about all I can say about them and their basketball organization. But the Hawks beat them last night, which is good. Smokin' Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as well. Get his thoughts on what's going on with the Falcons, and then we will get to an AMA in an hour.
How about, because we found out yesterday that game day is going to be in Utah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm trying to figure out, because I thought the game I was talking about yesterday, the noon game, it was the Miami SMU game.
Okay.
Noon game, yep. On the road. Miami, you know, don't know where they are. Not as far as that. That's like a trap. That's a big trap game for them. I think Georgia might be in a trap game.
Georgia in a trap game this weekend?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
It's a definite possibility.
That's interesting.
It's a definite
possibility. How do you define trap game?
Losing to a team you shouldn't. That's the only way I look at it.
I know other people go into more in depth.
No, it's losing to a team you shouldn't.
And that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
Is whether you overlook them or they're in a different situation or something like that. Like, I do think, like, this idea of the new coach energy thing is so widely talked about now.
Yes.
Like, Georgia is, that's going to be drilled into their minds this week, right? And the 2 weeks. It's like, look, you don't know what they are. It's a whole new ball game. It's not, you know, whatever it was last year, all the stuff we're looking at on tape. Obviously,
right.
We think we can prepare based on stuff we know about the interim coach and all that and the players that are on the field. But, like, that's not going to sneak up on them, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, Kirby would be fine. Like, I believe that if Florida gets the ball first, they're going to run down the score.
I do agree
with
that.
Yeah,
that if you can get a you can get a line on that
one,
probably.
I do believe Florida scores first.
Yeah.
But other than that,
like Indiana, Maryland, right?
Okay,
if Indiana lost to Maryland, that's kind of like a trap game. Right?
Yeah, definitely like that. But I think, you know, that game right there,
just to overlook them.
To me, it seems like this game goes into the fourth quarter, though. One possession, probably.
Which?
Indiana, Maryland.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, probably.
Interesting. Maryland's an interesting team,
because
man. They got some good players.
They got good players. Let's
think
about it.
Real creative ways to lose games.
Like,
obviously, I watched them very closely one Saturday. They were up 20-0 on the Huskies in the fourth quarter and lost at home. So,
and then, you
got to really find a way to do
Georgia Tech going to NC State at night. You know, that could be a trap game for Tech.
Could be.
You know, it could be a trap game for Tech. I don't think it will be.
I don't think
so. But it could be.
You ever been to the NC State Stadium?
Why would I ever go there?
I don't know. Maybe played them non-conference or something like that?
No. Why are you there?
I haven't been.
Oh, okay. Well, you said like you had been there.
I don't know. It's on the list. It's one of the many places I'd like to go.
To go to Riley or go see NC State?
Both.
Why?
I don't know. I don't really have a good explanation for it.
But you want to?
Yeah. I've always kind of had a weird soft spot for NC State football. I have no idea why, and it just seems like a fun place to see a game.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's nothing more to it than that.
Okay. All right. NC State and UTEP.
You know why UTEP?
Yeah, I mean they were gonna they had their mind for scholarships.
Full scholarship for golf. No, NC State. I would have played golf at NC State too if they wanted to, but nobody followed up. Nobody followed up on that one. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Carter Finley Stadium.
I mean, I'm pretty much looking at Riley,
Raleigh, I've been to Raleigh, pretty good time.
Oh, I'm looking at that how you told me about Charleston.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know. I said that's how I view it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Hockey game.
When we met, we were on vacation for my birthday. We met a couple from Raleigh. Very nice young couple.
There you go.
They had some assumption where, you know, once them believed that she was drinking and her talking to my wife. I actually thought that we were going to come visit them.
In Raleigh?
Yeah.
We could do both. We could go see an NC State game at Carter Finley Stadium and then go see your friends.
Again.
I got some very good barbecue in Raleigh
again,
one time. That's all I have to say.
Said couple we met.
But that's how it starts. You know, you eventually become best friends. All right. How are you doing, Bo?
I'm good. Okay, I think what was there was a sponsor that you usually
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real
Estate.
Just
want to make sure. Yeah.
Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing.
Make sure the bills are paid.
Yeah.
So softball practice rained out last night, and only thing that that means is I was actually home and instead of being out and about. So yesterday was the first game of this entire postseason, if I'm not mistaken.
Hold on. Let me turn my ear down.
Go get you some sandwich or something. Don't microwave anything, though, because that's still a thing that's not there.
Broken, huh?
Yep.
Dylan?
Going to be a full week by tomorrow.
No water, no microwave.
Yeah.
I got an extra microwave.
It's getting real sexy.
We got an extra microwave.
Man, that'd be...
I mean, I don't want to give it to y'all.
Well, you shouldn't. You should not want to.
Why'd you bring it up, then?
Because I wanted to. What are you looking at?
More of a ha-ha moment.
Yeah, I got a microwave.
Randy pulling his best Nelson now.
But eventually, everything's going to break through. The refrigerator is going out.
Water in a year.
Things do break.
Yeah. Here.
Correct.
Our SNAP benefits have ended.
There's the replacement of things.
Yeah.
That never really happens. Anyways, tonight, yesterday, marked the first day that Tara and I were both home at the beginning of a MLB playoff game this season. And I tell you what. This was the perfect game to be sitting in your chair right as the first pitch happens.
Here he comes. Off and going game five with a fastball that's hit in the air to deep left field. Call to the track. It's a home on the first pitch of game five. Davis Schneider into George Springer's shoes and doing a great impression. On the very first pitch, and now Vlad Jr. hooks a ball down the left field line. They've gone back to back to start game five.
Three pitches in, two home runs, Blue Jays lead 2-0. They would not look back from there, but that was not even the story of yesterday's game. It was Trey Yesavage, 22-year-old phenom, people would say, started the season in single A or low A ball, actually, in the Blue Jays organization, somewhere down in like deep Florida, one of those teams. Works his way all the way through the system in one season. Now has pitched two games in this postseason where he strikes out 11 or more batters. He's the only rookie to have struck out 11 batters in a World Series game since like 1949.
Wow.
Pretty cool story. His parents have been to every single one of his baseball games he's ever played, and they followed him around the country through every stop.
Awesome.
You love to see that. They get interviewed on ESPN and whatnot.
And for him to outpitch Blake Snell, who couldn't be hit earlier in the postseason, in the World Series is crazy.
How many more damn games left?
So that was game five.
All right, man.
All right, look.
One or two.
They got to play again tonight.
We got high drama going on, Randy.
Hold on. Could it be over
before the
back page on Tuesday so we ain't got here no more?
Yes, it will be over.
All right, okay.
Yeah, the whole thing.
It'll be over guaranteed by then.
Okay, that's all you know.
Back page on Tuesday is when I'll be telling you the winner.
Damn.
So
I know by then.
More.
I know by then. Let's get to some Braves talk.
Well, we can't be able to do that until
I know.
March.
Let's make up a story.
Actually, the sooner the Dodgers lose this thing, we might have a manager.
Dodgers bench coach.
If you believe some of the reports.
Was he going to get Dave Roberts?
No, the bench coach.
No.
Who?
I forget his name, but he's a big analytics guy.
Layman, maybe?
That's all we need right here, one of them dudes.
Well, whoever they hire.
I saw that the guy you were talking – no, you were saying the LSU coach, but Tennessee's coach is going to the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just saying if we're going to – you know, if that's going to be a trend, let's make it one.
Right.
I think Jay Johnson would do a great – I don't know. It's hard to translate college experience to MLB experience, but crazier things have happened.
Is it Danny Layman?
That sounds right.
Okay, and then the news I saw also, like, Albert Pujols is going to get one of his jobs, right?
Albert Pujols just did a 9-hour interview with the San Diego Padres to become their manager. How would y'all feel about Albert Pujols becoming the manager of the Braves?
Why not?
I don't know.
Not much experience. And that's in the same vein as Mark DeRosa. Like, very little experience.
I mean.
Great baseball minds, which is sometimes all you need, I guess.
Yeah,
you
know. Kind of. I mean, sure. Sure.
Here's Trey Yesavage after his remarkable game last night.
Yeah, it's crazy world. Hollywood couldn't have made it this good. So just being a part of this, I'm just very blessed.
Good for him. Cool that his parents follow him around.
Cool last name too.
What?
Yesavage.
That sounds like a compliment. Danny Layman, by the way, 40 years old. Young man.
Yeah, young guy. He's a hardcore analytics guy, which would be completely opposite of what the Braves have ever done.
This is the guy going where?
He's the Dodgers bench coach.
Okay.
That's rumored.
Who just hired a 33-year-old?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Nationals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I remember watching him play.
Okay.
He's a young guy.
Is it a young man's game now? as far as
there's a lot of young managers.
Yeah, I mean, times do change. So,
well, then you know, if you're good, then you're old. You know,
you've been around a long time.
Well, yeah, a lot of the managers that are old got their jobs when they were young.
That's true.
Like if Danny Lehman's a great manager for the Braves, then eventually he'll be 60 and he'll.
He's
been
a big analytics guy.
Yeah.
Randy, everybody's a big analyst.
It's turning that way, and it maybe it's about time the Braves organization does that too.
That's not a unique description of managers in baseball. They all are. Snit was one of the last few.
Yeah. So, high drama over the weekend, Randy, which I'm sure you won't be paying attention to. So, Jays are up 3-2. They can win it if they win Friday. But Friday night, the Dodgers have Yamamoto on the mound, who has thrown two complete games in his last two games in this playoff.
They're going to get after his ass.
Game 7 would be Saturday if the Dodgers can survive Game 6. And look, man, this may not be the teams that you want in the World Series, but this World Series, if you've been paying attention, has provided all of the moments that you would want from watching a World Series,
whatever,
including Mookie Betts being asked weird questions at his locker.
It'd be better if the hats had an A on it.
It would be.
It would. 100% better. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. It's still, you know, the World Series. Yeah. Here's Mookie Betts on the fact that he has not
been
playing.
I'm
going
to do this when we talk about the Super Bowl this year. That's what I'm going to do.
It would be better if the Falcons win it.
This one is the Falcons.
See, it's a big difference.
I'm going to turn my headphones off.
It's a big difference.
It is a huge difference.
It's a huge
obviously
difference.
But it would be.
Well, only because you're a bigger fan of football than baseball.
It's a huge
Andy, what do you think's going to happen on Sunday?
I don't know.
I never heard of either one of the teams.
I remember 4 years ago I said I quit baseball. And all I'm doing is the damn Braves.
We know. I'm just saying. It would be very funny if we handled any other sport the way that we handle baseball.
But it won't
here.
Be. Unlike y'all, you won't affect me. I can just talk.
Yeah. Like we're doing right now.
I don't care.
Like we're doing right now.
Here's Mookie Betts on not playing well.
I'm Camp Panini. I don't want to speak on anybody else, but for me personally, I've just been terrible. I've been terrible, and there's no. I wish it was from lack of effort. I really do, but it's not. So I don't have any answers.
Dodgers are going to need Mookie if they want to keep going in this
Is he still, like, he's just off. And it's been all year.
Yeah, he's like 3-for-25 in the
World Series. It's been a season for him, like, right?
Yeah, he's up and down. So, on to the other side of the diamond, and by the other side, I mean the female side. So, Athletes Unlimited just signed a 3-year deal with ESPN to be their exclusive broadcast partner for the next 3 years, which is really cool. The Athletes Unlimited Softball League got ratings through the roof. The numbers, you know, 88% year over year over what Athletes Unlimited was doing on TV the year before once they partnered with ESPN. So next season, ESPN is going to carry 50 exclusive AUSL, this Athletes Unlimited softball, and all three of their playoff games, including some marquee matchups on ABC, which will be the first time that women's softball will be broadcast on major motion or major television. Like one of the basic four networks in forever. So congratulations.
How does this league work? Do they take the girls out of college like a draft?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. They have a draft. They also have a lot of veteran players too. Yeah, but Sam Landry, who pitched for Oklahoma when they beat Texas Tech last year, become one of the biggest stars in the AUSL. She was also a member of one of the first trade ever pulled off in the AUSL this season. Traded from wherever she was playing with to the Volts. So cool stuff.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Check it out if you see them on TV.
And now you can.
And now you can.
Because it's on ESPN.
In prime time, too.
Prime time. Got one?
Yeah, it's about the Falcons flyover, Andy. After each game, after each Falcons game, join us for the Falcons flyover. It's
Lord,
your first chance to call and react after every Falcons game, brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as he always does on Thursdays as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the new podcast, Up at Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as Payne Lindsay and I are joined by other true crime experts to take a fresh look at some of the most puzzling crimes and shine a spotlight on the cases that have stumped investigators for far too long. So go right now and search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show. Listen for free wherever you get your podcasts.